Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ingrid and Harry with your 8 a.m. Zedlines in local news. The Palaszczuk government has announced it will invest almost $1.6 million to support 13 art tours that will engage regional communities across Queensland through the Touring Queensland Fund, including the support for 5 new touring-focused industry placements. It is the first time that strategic multi-year tour funding enables art companies to develop new touring circuits, build relationships with venues and engage communities throughout Queensland. Minister for the Arts Nian Enoch says this investment in arts touring is fostering a love of reading and connecting kids to interactive theatre, supporting storytelling workshops with remote First Nations youth, enabling communities to enjoy performances by Queensland's talented musicians, and supporting large-scale productions to tour to regional venues.
The Queensland government has refused to pay out a Gold Coast couple who were a victim to mortgage fraud. In February, the Queensland Supreme Court ruled that Jess and Jackie Moorcroft's Mermaid Beach home still belonged to the previous owner, never being transferred into their names. The couple came to this realization 5 years after they moved in, already spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on the $1.2 million mortgage. The state argues the couple contributed to the loss because of the failure to search the register before signing the contract, and are seeking compensation order to be set aside and the claim for the compensation to be dismissed.
In national news, a national flood management conference has opened in Sydney, which brings together about 500 experts and policymakers from across Australia and the world. The president of Floodplain Management Australia, Ian Dinhan, is calling for experts to pull their thoughts to smarter planning for unprecedented floods in the future. Mr. Ian warned Australians to expect more of the same flood threat. The conference also heard about the dangers of food security and farming for farmers in the future.
95-year-old great-grandmother and dementia patient has died in hospital following being tasered by a police officer. Claire Noland was armed with a steak knife in her home at Yallambi Lodge aged care facility in Cooma. Senior Constable Christian White is due to appear in court for 3 counts of assault, which can carry a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. New South Wales Police Minister Yasmin Catley offered condolences to Noland family on Wednesday evening.
In international news, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese have met for bilateral talks in Sydney this Wednesday. Modi says Prime Minister Albanese has assured him there will be strict action against 6 separatist groups in Australia, which have been agitating for an independent state in India. The two leaders also signed an agreement to promote mobility of students and businesses between the two countries, which will encourage the movement of students, graduates and professionals between India and Australia, and offer greater recognition of qualifications obtained in each nation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 12 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.7, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.